Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. We're going to look at some key truths this morning. Why are we here? What is our purpose? What's our plan? How do we carry out the ministries? What is this church all about? Let me just tell you something, that most churches, if you go to a church and you say, what's your purpose? Most people in a church have no idea what you're even asking about. So what we want to do as our church, we want to know what we're here for. What is our purpose? And what's amazing is the purpose of this local body is also the purpose of your life. It's the same thing. We're going to talk about it. It's making disciples. But we're going to talk about our purpose. We're going to talk about our plan. How do we do that? We're going to talk about the process on how we carry that thing out. So this is what we're here for. As we begin this semester in Grow Groups, we want to be reminded of these great truths. And this morning, what we're going to look at in this study this morning, we see our purpose, our plan, and process of ministries. And let's think, as I talked about Grow Groups. Some people say, well, why are they called Grow Groups? What's this all about? Well, if you notice, Grow Group is G-R-O-W, and it's Grow Groups. The grow, the G is for grow, and the R, G-R, is in relationships, and the O is for obey, and the W is for word. So grow is G-R-O-W, grow in relationship, obey the word. So we want to grow in our relationships with each other. That's why we get in those small groups. Let me tell you, last year, the small group that I was in, our Grow Group, I had the greatest time. There were people in our group that I did not know very well, maybe almost not hardly any, until we got into the Grow Group and we met together on Sundays and we prayed for each other. We talked with each other. We had times we ate together. We did projects together. We did all kinds of things. And now some of those people, I go, I can hardly wait to see them. And so that's what the goal is, to grow in our relationships as we meet with each other and we get to know each other and those kind of things. And so grow in relationships. And so it's a great time of fellowship and relationships, but it's also to obey the word. We're going to always study the Bible in here. And then we have a facilitator in each one of the Grow Groups that actually goes over the lesson. And with some Grow Groups, we go in more details than others. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is to get an idea of what's being taught so we can put it together. And that's the facilitator's thing. And so that's the plan. Our goal, grow in relationships and obey the word of God. So let's talk about our church. And if you notice, I've got there three things: our purpose, our plan, and our process. Well, let's think about it. What is our purpose? Our purpose, this is our goal. Why are we here? What is our goal? This is what our purpose is. Why are we here? Why do we exist as a church? Our plan, what are we trying to accomplish? How we accomplish our purpose? Since we know we're going to see our purpose in just a second, how are we going to accomplish this? And then finally, the process. How do we carry out ministries? You understand that every ministry in this church, whether it's college, youth, children, men's, women's, small groups, big groups, whatever it is, we all have the same purpose. We all have the same plan. We're all carrying it out in the same process. We are here all united. We don't have one ministry trying to do one thing and another ministry trying to do another thing. We're connected, and that's the plan that we have. So purpose, plan, and process. Well, let's start, and if I think you go to the top of the next page, let's talk about our purpose. So at the top of the next page, what is our purpose? Our purpose. Why do we exist? And you can fill that in as you go. If for some reason you don't get the answer, you can raise your hand and say, what's the answer supposed to be? Or you can wait till you get into your Grow Group and ask your leader or your facilitator and say, I didn't get the answer to that one. My primary thing is just to listen as we talk through. But what is our purpose? Why do we exist? As you know, I don't have very long, so I want to talk. We'll talk quickly. I know I talk slow, so I'm going to try to speed it up a little bit. But anyway, look at Matthew 28, 18 through 20. This is our purpose. And we're going to see what we often call the Great Commission. Notice what it says, verse 18. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. He's talking to the disciples. And he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all which I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. When we see this, we see our purpose. And purpose, and this clearly put, there's only one command in that whole passage, and that is to make disciples. The purpose of your life as a Christian, the purpose of this church as the body of Christ, is to make disciples. That's what it's all about. So there's only one command: to make disciples. Now let's talk about it. Making disciples really involves two things. It involves evangelism and training. Remember, he says, as you are going, as you go out, you lead people to Christ, you baptize them, you identify them with Jesus Christ. That's evangelism. And then the training aspect is where you're teaching them to observe all which he has commanded us. That's the bottom line. So making disciples is evangelism training. Let's talk about evangelism for just a second. Evangelism is where we proclaim Jesus Christ in our world. Here's the thing. Do you realize every one of us in this room, when we go out these doors, leaving on a Sunday and going into all the different aspects of where we live and where we work and all of that, we're representing Christ, and one of the goals that we have, one of the purposes that we have, is to tell people about Jesus Christ so they can understand and trust in Christ as Savior. You know, the greatest verse is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, believes in Christ, will not perish but has everlasting life. We want people to have everlasting life. Paul says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God that brings salvation to all who believe. So we are supposed to share our faith. Now, there are going to be other times we're going to go into a lot more details than we have in different classes and deals about sharing your faith. But our purpose is to make disciples. Part of that is evangelism. The second part of making disciples is training. That's teaching believers to observe, to obey the commandments, to live according to Scripture. Notice what he says in verse 20, teaching them to observe all which I have commanded you. We would say that is to live by the Bible, that we get taught, we teach others. Do you realize that we're here and we're getting taught every week, whether it's Sunday morning, whether it's Grow Group, whether it's SBI classes, whatever it is, you're being taught Scripture. Your goal and plan is to train other believers, help other believers understand what you know and what you're applying in your life. That's really the key. And so here's the bottom line. To make disciples, we have to be disciples. We have to live for Jesus Christ. We have to know the Bible. We have to do all of those things. Now, that takes us to the second big thing. See, because that's the bottom of that page. Go to the top of the next page. Now, that's our purpose. So what is our purpose? Make disciples. That involves two things. It is what? Evangelism and training. That's it. Now, how are we going to bring that about? Okay? What's the plan? What's the plan? Here's our plan. How do we accomplish our purpose? I want you to flip real quickly to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to have to go really quickly, but look at Ephesians chapter 4. Turn a few pages on toward the back of your Bible. Ephesians chapter 4, basically 11 through 16, is how we accomplish it. And if you talk to anyone in this church and you say, what's the basic things that we do? It goes back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. It said, and that 11 and 12, that's the key passage, but Ephesians 4 is the key. And if you notice that in our church, we have a lot of studies that we call 412 studies. We have the 412 foundations. We have the 412 Christian life. We have the 412 discipline for godliness. We have those studies because it goes back to this key passage and this key verse. So what is the plan? And here's the plan. It's to equip the believers to do ministry to build up the body of Christ. Now, that's simply put, look at verse 12. For the equipping of the saints, equipping the believers, for the work of the service to do the ministry, to the building up of the body of Christ. That's the plan. That's the plan of how we're going to accomplish our purpose. Now, let's talk about that for just a second. And we're going to go quickly through this. And most of you know this. Listen, if you've been in this church for any length of time, this is not something new. But if you said, well, I've heard that. I said, well, if you can come up here and teach it, you're ready to keep going. If you're not, just keep listening, because what you want to do is get it so well that you know it, that you can tell people what our purpose is, what our plan is, what the process is, how it fits. Okay, so we've seen the purpose to make disciples. The plan is to equip the believers to do the ministry to what? To build up the body of Christ. Let's talk about equipping believers. We equip them three things: to know, apply, and teach. Okay, now just follow me, because just write this in the best you can, because we can't take forever on this. We're equipping believers to know, apply, and teach. We want them to know the gospel. That's evangelism. If you're going to make disciples and you're going to go out and tell people how to have eternal life, you're going to have to know the gospel message, the good news message about Christ, and how to lead people to Christ. So we want to train you to know the gospel. That's evangelism. We also want to train you to know the Bible, so that's how you can train other people. So to equip believers, we want them to know, apply, and teach. To know the Bible, to know evangelism, to know the gospel, that's for evangelism. To know the Bible, that's for training. We want them to apply the Scriptures. We want to train people to apply the Scriptures. We're equipping believers to do what? To know the Bible and know the gospel, so they can make application. And we're going to see it this morning. We're starting 2 Timothy. It's going to be so fun when we get into 2 Timothy. There's some great things in there. We'll talk about different things about application and the Bible and everything this morning as well. So we want to equip the saints to know the Bible, to apply the Bible, and then to teach it. to teach the word. Believers are to be taught and then to teach others. I say this all the time. You're tired of me saying it. I would say to you, if I said to you, how many of you in here believe that it's your responsibility to share your faith? Every hand would go up. If I said, how many of you believe it's your responsibility to train others and teach others? Most hands would not go up. You have the same responsibility to train others as you do to evangelize. That's all part of making disciples. So we want to equip the saints to know, apply, and teach. To do what? Equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? What is it? Making disciples. That's what the work of the ministry is. That's what we're supposed to do, to make disciples. And then here's the last thing, and that's to build up the body of Christ. And there's two ways the body grows, spiritually and numerically. And by the way, the Ephesians passage, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, that's spiritual growth. That's what it's all about. Spiritual growth. I think I've got a verse there. Yeah, Acts 4. It's supposed to be Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. This is the spiritual growth. This is where we grow spiritually. If you listen to the verse, listen to this. It says, as a result, we're no longer children. That we attain unity of the faith, knowledge of the Son of God, maturity, no longer children tossed back and forth. We grow up in all aspects of Christ. We cause the body, all working together, causing the growth of the body. That's what's supposed to happen. We're equipping each other to do the work of the ministry for the building up of the body. And we're talking about spiritual growth. And what we're supposed to do is, as the years go by, we're supposed to be growing. But the only way you grow is you don't just sit around and grow. You grow as you get with other believers and you study the Bible and you talk about it and you disciple them and they disciple you and we help each other grow, equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry for the building up of the body of Christ. And so we grow spiritually, but we also grow numerically. This is pretty much amazing. I want to read this to you. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to me. This is Acts, okay? This is Acts chapter 2. Listen to what it says about growth. This is Acts 2, verse 47. They were praising God, and they were having favor. This is the early church. They were praising God. They were having favor with all people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. So not only is there spiritual growth of the body, there's physical growth of the body. I mean, let's hope that more and more people come to know Christ and we bring them here and train them and equip them. And the church, we have to go to two services. We had to, I mean, not because we want numbers, but because we want to lead people to Christ and then train them and equip them, and they do the same thing. And so we want to grow spiritually and we want to grow numerically. Okay? So we've seen spiritual growth, numerical growth. We've got one other area, and that is the process. Okay? How do we do it? We call it gather and scatter. Sometimes we say gathering and scattered or gathered and scattered. Notice this. We gather together for worship and training, and we scatter for evangelism and service. Let me just remind you of something. Historically, most churches have it backwards. Most churches believe that you gather for evangelism. And that's why when they come in on a Sunday morning, the preacher, the pastor, usually gives some kind of evangelistic message. When in reality, who has come that morning? The believers. Now, there may be some unbelievers, but as a whole, the believers have come together to worship their Savior. And so a lot of people say the goal of the church is you've got to bring lost people in on a Sunday morning. Do lost people want to come in here? Not really, okay? So when we gather together, we're gathering together to worship our Savior, Jesus Christ, and through the teaching of the Word of God and everything else, we're training believers. Then we scatter into this community with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean, most every Sunday I give the gospel, I present the message clearly, but on Sunday mornings, we're gathered to worship and to be trained. We're talking to believers. Then we scatter in this community to take the message of Jesus Christ and to serve people. That's the bottom line. Let's think about it. We gather big groups to move to what? Small groups. This is a big group. What are we fixing to do? Go to small groups. Small groups on Wednesday night. Small groups at other times. Small group Bible studies. You go from big groups to small groups. The next service, when we have service, sometimes we have 450, 500 people. That's a big group. But the goal is to move people from the big groups to the what? The small group. That's where it's done. That's where it's done. I mean, you can sit in the big group and sleep, right? I mean, you could. You could sit in the big group in the back. Lights are off usually most of the way. You don't have to listen to anything. You can get up and leave. There's no accountability. There's nothing, right? In the big groups. But when you get into the small groups, if you sleep, somebody will wake you up. Hey, wake up, right? You get to know people. That's the way it works. We go from big groups to small groups. Listen to this. This is Acts 2:46. It says, day by day, continue with one mind, breaking bread from one mind in the temple, that's the big group, and then breaking bread from house to house, that's what? Small groups. Listen to this, Acts 20, verse 20. I love this verse. Listen to this. Paul's talking about what they're doing. Acts 20, verse 20. He said, I didn't shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and I was teaching publicly, big groups, and from house to house, small groups. Listen, if you're not in, probably everybody in this room is in a small group. That's why you're here. You're here for the grow groups because we're going to split in just a few minutes, about 4 or 5 minutes. We're going to the small groups. But we know people who come every Sunday, and their only connection is to come in at 11 or a little after 11 and then leave, right? And there's no connection. And how can they grow? How can we help them? I mean, the teaching of the Bible is powerful, and the Word of God is alive and powerful and never comes back void. And so when we teach on Sunday morning, it's going to have an impact on people because it's the Word of God. But it's not the same way as we can get in those smaller groups. So the bottom line is the process is gathered and scattered. And when we gather, we want to go from big groups to small groups. And then scattering, we want to evangelize. We want to proclaim Christ. We want to serve. That's supposed to be Acts 4, 32 through 34, where it talks about the serving and the reaching out and doing all of those kind of things. So that's the bottom line on that, gathered and scattered. It is amazing. Let me just say this. Because I think it's so important to realize this. There are a lot of people that in their mind, they get up, they get dressed, they drive, they get out of their car, they come in, they sit down, they listen, they sing, they listen to a message, and they leave. And they think they have served Christ. Gathering together is to worship and be what? Trained. This gathering, now, there are people here today that are serving. They're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're doing this, and they're working in there. So when we do gather, there are people who are using gifts, talents, and abilities to serve. But coming and sitting in the auditorium is an act of worship, but it's not really serving. It's not using the gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given you. So whatever gifts, talents, and abilities God has given you, we need to find places we can plug in and use those gifts. And it doesn't have to be here. You can use your gifts as you're scattered. In fact, we're scattered a lot more than we're what? Gathered. We're not gathered very much. Although some people think they're gathered a lot, we're really not gathered very much. We're scattered mostly. So let's put this together. What's our purpose? What is our purpose? And what is making disciples? Two parts. Evangelism and training. Okay, what's our plan? Equip the believers to do the ministry, to build up the body of Christ. We equip them to know the Word of God, to apply the Word of God, and to teach the Word of God, to do the ministry, which is making disciples. And how do we build up the body? Twofold. How? Numerically and spiritually. And so spiritually is growth, and that's what we want to see. In fact, the bottom line, you can measure oftentimes numerical growth, because you can say, well, we used to have 100, now we got 150. We used to have 400, now we got 450. You can measure some numerical growth. But spiritual growth is a little harder to measure. And you can hear people come up and say, you know, for the first time in my life, I now understand this. And I shared my faith the other day. And I'm understanding the Bible. And I'm having my own quiet time. And I'm in a small group. That's, you're beginning to see spiritual growth. And that's what we really want. That's the key. Okay, so the purpose is to make disciples. The plan is to equip the believers to do the ministry, building up the body of Christ. And the process is we gather for worship and training, and we scatter for evangelism and service. That's the key. We're gathering here to worship our Savior. And let me just say this, and we don't go into a lot of details. I still got about a minute. Listen, just think about what's going to happen in just a few minutes. We call it, do we call it a service, or we'd call it a worship service, right? In 11 o'clock, we call it, that's the what? At 9:45, we have our grow groups, and at 11 o'clock, we call it the worship service. Okay, what are we doing? We're worshiping Jesus Christ. As we sing, as we pray, as we give, as we study the Bible and respond to the truths to make application, those are all acts of worship. So we're going to gather this morning, in just a little bit, we're going to gather to worship Jesus Christ and to be trained, taking truths from the Bible and living them out. When we look at 2 Timothy, there are going to be things in there that you can say, I can apply that in my life and I can grow to be like Christ. Then we're going to leave. And we're going to go all over this community, all over this area, all over this state. And we're going to take the message of Christ and we're going to live for Jesus Christ so that people can see Jesus Christ in us. That's what it's all about. So, applications. Know the purpose of Stillwater Bible, making disciples. Number two, know our plan. It's to equip the believers to do the ministry so the body will grow, so the body will build up both spiritually and numerically. And then last but not least, understand our process. Gather to worship and be trained, scatter to proclaim Christ and serve others.